Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Once again, greetings to all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's already 7:20. We'll conclude as early as possible. So to my thoughts, God has given me a portion into my thoughts. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. I read 12 and 13 verses. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. So we are used in India, like after praying a scripture before going to meditate, we are used to have a small short prayer. So a short prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, once again we thank you and praise you for your blessings upon us for this special day. Coming into your presence, beseeching you. Lord, we pray that you would speak to us, strengthen us, help us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This is a wonderful passage. When we see in Gospel from Luke, this healing of Jesus Christ was mentioned in three Gospels. Except John, it was mentioned in all the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke. So this is a portion where which God delivers his sovereign love and his sovereign power. So when we go to this verses, these two verses especially, we see a man full of leprosy. He's an advanced stage of leprosy. That's what he means. Luke says that. Of course, Luke is a doctor. That's why he's mentioning, I think so. So a man coming to Jesus Christ with full of his leprosy. I think we know about leprosy. If you go back to 1800s, maybe in biblical timings, when we read in Leviticus chapter 13, Moses explained, through Moses, God explained everything about the leprosy. What they have to do, in what condition they have to be, what are the precautions they have to take, all those things were mentioned in chapter 13 of Leviticus. I want to read two verses from that, and then we'll continue. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 43 and 44. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white, reddish in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as a leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh. He is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. 46 verse. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp. Shall his habitation be. So that was mentioning about the leopards when you go back to the Leviticus. So usually the leprosy is caused by a microbacterium called leprae. It is a bacterium which will be injected into the skin basically that attacks the nerves in the skin, the body and the limbs. Initially it starts with a white patch on the skin, maybe on the ears, nose, cheeks and on the head. So that starts with that and slowly it expands. And then finally, if it comes to the advanced stage, the fingers and toes are reabsorbed into body because the bacillus, the bacteria invading the bone marrow. You know, when I was studying, I think I remember like eighth or ninth grade. When I go out, people there, of course, it's not an advanced stage. I saw people begging, his fingers half cut. I was heard that he was of little leprosy. I'm not sure, I heard like that. So people with leprosy really, you know, it's nothing but a deadly disease. So this person coming to Jesus is very in a very desperate condition with a deadly disease. And maybe I heard like, you know, I read some things about this leprosy. Maybe after 20 to 30 years, it will become a deadly disease and finally he'll be in a deadly stage. So that's what the small information about the leprosy. Coming to this portion, this particular person, of course in Leviticus even it was mentioned that, as we read the verses, the leprous man, the man which is with leprosy, should not come into the camp or in between the healthy people. He should be away from that. He should be cast out of the people. We can say that. So that's how he's conditioned. But the leprosy man, he was approaching Jesus, violating all the rules and regulations of the society, because he was in a desperate situation needing Jesus. Yeah. There are sometimes, many a times, we were also in that situation. In a desperate situation, maybe health situations, maybe financial situation, maybe some other situation. Even I face those kind of situations. In those kind of situations, we always approach Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our one and only God. Of course, we all do that. The same way this man, leprous man, approached Jesus. And you know, it was written like this. He fell down on his face and besought, saying, Lord, if thou will, cleanse me. What a wonderful attitude he has. His attitude was full of humbleness, beseeching, and then even has a kind of, Matthew mentions it as worshipping. It was mentioned in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew mentions it as worshipping Lord, he says. He knelt down. He fell on his face, worshipping Jesus, and asked him, Lord, if you will, if you wish, please cleanse me. You know, a couple of weeks back, I was in an Indian family for a Bible study. I have read one phrase on their on the wall. It was like this. If your life is too hard to stand, if your life is too hard to stand, kneel down. That's a phrase I read. What a wonderful phrase. I liked it very much. So I remembered it. Of course, there are times our life is sometimes, it's very hard to stand. Then the only way is that we have to kneel down. We can come in front of Jesus. He has given us access to come into his presence, to beseech him, to ask him, to beg him in his presence. He's always there for us. And you know, here when we read this, he comes, Jesus, I think this is here Luke, in Mark it says that Jesus was full of compassion. He was filled with compassion towards that particular person who was in a desperate situation. When we come to Lord Jesus with our desperate situations, in any kind of situation, our God is God of compassion. Amen. God is love. How full of grace, he always welcomes us. So with this compassion, showing compassion towards this particular leprosy man, leper man, so Jesus touched him. Usually, of course, when we read this Leviticus chapter 13, it says that no one should touch leper man and leper should not touch anybody. Both will be defiled. But Jesus instead, Jesus is a perfect, sinless man and a son of God. Nobody, nothing can defile him and nobody can defile him. That's what Jesus. So he touched him. The moment he touched him, he was approaching him with his mind is full of, his heart is full of compassion, full of love. He touched him. The moment he touched him, the whole leprosy gone away. He was cleansed. He was fully cleansed. And one point we can mention that Jesus' healing is complete. Amen. It does not need any rehab. Amen. Yeah, it does not need any rehab. His healing is complete, I want to say. And that's the reason why Jesus said to him, again, he told him that, go to Jerusalem and offer what Moses has told you. From there, Jerusalem is around 60 to 70 miles. So he has enough strength now to go there and offer the offering. That's what Jesus has given him. And you know, so coming to this portion, what we learn from here is leprosy is a picture of sin, destroys the whole person, cuts off from God. I repeat this. Leprosy is a picture of sin, destroys the whole person, cuts off from God. Yes, we are away from God with our sinful nature, with our sinful acts, with our filthy acts. We went away from God. But through Jesus Christ, work on the cross. He died on behalf of us. We heard in our last Sunday, Brother Michael was telling about Genesis chapter 22. Abraham took instead of Isaac, Abraham offered the other, in our Telugu language, it wasn't different. But when I go to here in English, it was mentioned a different word here. Yes, exactly. But there it was, in Telugu, it was little translated. Here in 22, Genesis, it was like, it was mentioned here as ram like this. Yeah, he was, instead of Isaac, the ram was offered there. In the same way, the acts we have done, we have to be punished on the cross. We have to be punished, but instead of us, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was on the cross. You know, when I was going through one article there, I saw his face. Someone has given a picture of Jesus Christ's back, his back. Totally torn. His skin was totally torn. He accepted the punishment. Though he did not do any sin, he was sinless. Pilate even told that he is a righteous man. I did not find any sin in him. So that's what happened. So here, so the sinful nature is gone away from. When we have Jesus, when we accept Jesus with his work on the cross, he has brought us into his kingdom of God, into his presence. He has given us access into his presence. And the final word, let me conclude this with this word. So Jesus Christ took our sin, our punishment on the cross by loving his children. To give us a place, he was isolated. Actually, we should be isolated when we are sinners. But Jesus took our place. He was isolated. He was alone on the cross to give us a good place in the church, in his church, in the heaven. So let's encourage ourselves, coming to our Lord with a humble heart, beseeching him, because he is a powerful God with a sovereign power, sovereign love. He always loves us. He always encourages his people to be with him, to ask him. May Lord help us in beseeching him, having the strength, believing in him, living a faithful life. Thank you.